Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
You know what time it is. It's Mark Grody time. Do you know how you know? Because Tyler Feringhold played the Open. We go live at the Halas Hall and the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa Illinois app. Suddenly our page that we read has disappeared from our wall. But shout out to Circa because we love him. No idea. The Circa Illinois app read is not here anymore. But the point is, that's still our hotline, at least last
time. Ryan Porth will get right on that.
Also, I just like Circa, so if I'm shouting them out for free, I feel good about that. Go to the pool. It's a lot better than whatever's outside. Mark Grody, you're still here with us, though, right?
Yeah, it is very dangerous when those sheets disappear from the wall. I've had disappearing sheets issues before when I've been sitting in that chair. So it is a scary occurrence, Layla. I'm glad that you guys were able to overcome that.
Hey, Grody.
It's been here for years.
Yeah. I know. And then something disappears. It's like, wait a minute. I thought that was like literally part of the wall. And apparently it's not.
I don't know what's happening anymore. I got to rethink everything.
Grody, before we get to proper business, I just have a really quick question. Yes. Have you seen Fight Club?
Yes, please. Yeah, I've seen Fight Club.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to let you know, today is Brad Pitt's birthday. He turned 62 today. To celebrate puberty on Instagram, put up a photo of Edward Norton.
Is that how you say it? I thought it was puberty.
Oh, I thought it was puberty.
Maybe that's inappropriate.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. How is Marshall turned into the most inappropriate person on this show?
Because he says words like fecal matter.
I learned it from watching you, Grody. I learned it from watching you.
You did. You guys.
I've been a bad influence on you.
You are a bad influence on him.
I'm sorry.
You're older, so I just follow your lead, big guy.
No, you're not.
That's true. That's a smart. In general, that's smart.
I am a stirrer of fecal matter. Yes.
See, there you go. Groats, what's going on at the hall? Tell us.
Yeah, so the Bears, as we speak, they are practicing indoors. They are inside of the Walter Payton Center today because it is wet out here in Lake Forest, despite the temperature being very nice. Heavy coats not necessarily needed today, so a temperate day out here at Bears headquarters. And the thing that we all want to know right now is injuries, really on for the Bears and the Packers, but for the Bears specifically. And you should know, you guys should keep an eye on it, because the injury report will probably come out around 125-ish today. So it will be out in a bit. But everybody wants to know about Luther Burden and if he is going to play this week. He, of course, dealing with an ankle injury. Roma Dunze with the foot. We know it doesn't look particularly good for him. So as we're, just to give you a little idea of what the press conferences were like, we were you know, kind of peppering Ben Johnson with questions about injuries, because it really is the most important thing right now. And then Ben sort of set us straight in one fell swoop when he was asked about how close is Tremaine Edmonds. Here's Ben Johnson.
Yeah, hopefully he's close. We'll see what it looks like again today. Guys, we have two practices this week, and we had a lot of guys that we were unsure about. So both these days of practice are really critical for us to make some of these decisions on who's going to be available. But if we can get Tremaine back, I mean, I think that's a huge bonus. He was playing tremendous football before the injury. You know, he is a huge asset in coverage just because of how long he is. It's hard to get the ball around him when we're playing zones, and I think he's really good in our match and in mans where he can match up on tight ends and running backs out of the backfield and do a really good job there. You know, Josh Jacobs is a heck of a pass catcher. He probably doesn't get enough credit for that part of his game, and so that's something that we need to do a good job taking care of, and so Tremaine potentially could really help us in that regard.
I love that news, but at the same time, I didn't hear him talking about the other guys on offense in that same manner. But is Tremaine Edmonds playing? Is that your takeaway here, Mark?
No, not necessarily. Oh. It's, I mean, I think there's a, like, I don't really know, like, if he's going to play or not, but I just thought it was interesting that Ben Johnson, like, by the time we're asking about Tremaine Edmonds, he's like, guys, yo, we got two practices this week. So I think, honestly, part of what Ben Johnson was trying to tell us today was he doesn't know. Like, today, what's going on right now as we're speaking inside of the Walter Payton Center outside will go a long way towards answering some of these questions with Edmonds. And, you know, obviously I can't reveal right now whether or not any of these guys is practicing right now. That's why I said that in about an hour or so, everybody's going to know who is practicing, who was not, and how close their potential is to playing this Saturday night against the Pack.
Yeah, and I get what Ben Johnson is saying about the lack of practices factoring into this. That makes perfect sense. But when you're trying to game plan for this in a way that is more productive than what we saw in the last Green Bay game, I would imagine whether or not Tremaine Edmonds is available is a huge factor in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a big deal. And no matter how well the Bears have played on defense, and even at the linebacker spot, the Bears have a linebacker who was just named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. We know that TJ Edwards is back, so they have thrived and they have done well enough without some of these key injuries. But when you have a guy like Tremaine Edmonds who could come back, you don't hesitate. You try to get him in as fast as you can. But even the Luther Burden side of this thing is huge too, just because of how good he has been in the last two games. It's been this quality over quantity. And I'll just stick with what he did in the Packers game. And that was four catches for 67 yards, where every single one of the plays that he made against the Packers was big. Like go through all the plays, an 18 yard strike from Caleb Williams in the third, in the fourth quarter, a 27 yarder, the third and three catch in the second. The quick hitter is, I love that play where he just threw almost behind the line of scrimmage, and they just said, Luther Burden, go do what you do, take the ball and run with the ferocity that you run with. So he's a key guy. Not that Ben Johnson won't get creative and can't get creative and highlight other guys, like we saw even in that Packers game. The pass to Devin Duvernay was one of the best plays of the game on that particular day. Lamide Zaccheaus had a big time play. So it is heartening to know that Ben Johnson is good enough to scheme up other guys and make other guys look good. But I think at this point in the season, for this game specifically, if Luther Burden doesn't play, and I'm anticipating that Roma Dunze won't play, that's bad news for the Bears and their offense and what they're trying to do.
We're talking to Mark Grody of Rahimi Harris and Grody, live from Halas Hall and 670 The Score on our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Where at Halas are you today, by the way?
I'm actually in the main media room right now, the room in which Ben Johnson speaks and all the other people. And right now, there's only one person in my audience in the seats that are being sat in right now, and that is Rick Gregg from WBBM Radio. He's sitting there doing his work right now, and hopefully I'm not annoying him too much. But
Work
that's
cousins.
Where I am. Do you guys like what I've done with the wallpaper behind me here with the Bears stickers? The Bears stickers that you gave me, I used to decorate the background that I'm using today.
Actually, everybody on Twitch likes the Bear wallpaper. So yeah, see, that's something they can sell.
Nice.
And yeah, then proceeds,
yeah, okay,
could go to the stadium.
Oh yeah,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, and to that end, so as I was walking into Hallis Hall today, as I was about to come in the main security door, I did see Kevin Warren. He was surrounded by a few people. I can't tell you if he was coming or going, but at least the word out here at Hallis Hall, and we have not received anything succinctly or exactly, unless something is happening while I'm talking to you guys, and I'm actually looking at my phone right now to make sure, it doesn't look like Kevin Warren will speak today. You know, there had been talk that he would speak at 2 o'clock today in regards to everything that is going on with the stadium and Northwest Indiana and all the leverage and all of that kind of stuff we thought might go down. But right now, and it's a fluid situation, right now it does not look like Kevin Warren will speak to the media today.
I understand you're getting more answers on whether or not the Bears are indeed ramping up and playing their best ball when Ben Johnson said they'd be playing their best ball?
Yeah, and I think the question to Ben Johnson in regards to that, because, boy, of all the smart things that Ben Johnson has said this year, like, that one really has stuck. Isn't that something about Ben Johnson? Usually the things that he has said, not 100%, but the things he says usually come to pass, whether it is fixing the offensive line, fixing the running game, fixing Caleb Williams, fixing pre-snap stuff. And he also said to us months ago that I expect this team to be playing its best ball in December. And so the question to him is, why did you think that? Here's Ben.
I think anytime your first year of a program, you're hopeful that that's going to be the case as guys get more comfortable in terms of what you're coaching and what you're expecting. And so that's certainly been the case with our veteran players, but we have a number of young players that early on, it's a lot, you know, and at this point, I think that they're able to go out and play fast. We trust them as a coaching staff. They've earned that. You can look all across our rookie class, and there's a number of high-level contributors right now, more so on the offensive side of the ball. But I think that comes with a lot of time and effort. But when you see you see them in training camp and you see where we came from early on in camp to the end of camp, I mean, I think it's not that bold of a statement to say that we're going to be playing some pretty good football here at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's got a little humility about it. So, but I mean, they are playing their best ball right now. There is no gray area of that.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And I hope that we see Caleb Williams continue to build on the game he had last week. That would be wonderful if that were the case.
Yeah. We were talking about that, Layla. Like, it's just, there hasn't been many successive good games for Caleb, or games that really open your eyes and say, oh, yeah, that was terrific. And, yeah, for my money, I don't think I've backed off of it. I thought that last week was Caleb's best game. And every time he's had a game that has been really good, I have wanted to see it continue into the next. So he's got another big opportunity in this game against Green Bay, and we all know how close it came. We all know, well, maybe people don't know, Caleb Williams is pissed off about what happened in Green Bay. He's been making that clear since the win over Cleveland, essentially. And quite frankly, lots of guys in that Bears locker room are holding a little bit of anger from that Packers game, which I have made very clear is not something that I have seen around here for a long time, where guys are really feeling a loss and really wanting to get a piece of a team. That just hasn't existed around here in the last few years.
Especially not right now. And Mark, I can add to that in our next segment because of my conversation with Noah Sewell. So I will do so.
I heard about it, Layla. Yeah, I haven't told any of your secrets, but I've been hearing some rumors from the people that were there that Noah Sewell did some pretty cool things, said some pretty cool things as well. So
yes.
I will look forward to hearing that.
And I can confirm your report that players are still very much mad about the game.
You can corroborate that.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll do that next. In the meantime, Mark, thanks as always for giving us the latest from the Hall.
Bye, guys. I'll be back at 4:20.
Bears.
Bye, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't get a Bears back from Groats.
Bears?
There. Oh, gosh. Thank you. Whoa, I was worried. So coming up next, as Mark alluded to and as I alluded to, just how mad are the Bears about not beating the Packers last time around? I'll tell you my conversation with Noah Sewell from Football After Dark next.
Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.